Here we go. Three short Hasidic ideas. Day 5. I learned Shpilu Nishmas Baruch Tzvi Bevenosan. Daniel Sobel Sel Yezer Shor Levi. The Babach Rebbe said the fifth night of Hanukkah was always the holiest night because it's the only night of Hanukkah. Hanukkah that can never fall on Shabbos. But because it can never fall on Shabbos, it's mamash the holiest. Look here for an article online about the Babach Rebbe's fifth night of Hanukkah. Beautiful story. Bel's the Rebbe, the Resachador of Bel, quotes the Medrash, the first idea. And the Medrash is quoted by the Bach. Norchayin Simon Tof Reish Ayin. The Yevanim knew. They had a Kabbalah that Kol Zman that Klal Yisrael would light the menorah in the base of Mikdash, they would not be able to be misgaber over them. And that's why it says, V'lachin Timu Kol HaShmanim, like it says in the Gemara in Shabbos, that what did they do? They were metame all the Shmanim. So we have to understand, what were they trying to do? What was this Kabbalah that they knew that as long as Klal Yisrael had the menorah, they wouldn't be able to metame them? Says the Bel Zerebi, we know the Gemara Baba Basra tells us of Chav Heyam at Beis, Harot Sheshayach Kim Yajim. Anyone who wants to become wise should go look towards the south, because that's where the menorah was. Says the Bel Zerebi, the Yevanim knew the Koch of Torah. They knew the Chachmas HaTorah, and then as long as Klal Yisrael had the Torah, we wouldn't be able to be touched. As Gemara says in Shabbos, Peitesim Abbeis, Lama Nikar Har Chorev, Vavas Har Sinai Kol Har Chorev, Sheyar Dechar Val Umas Ha'olam Alav. Because Klal Yisrael had hatred towards them because they got the Torah. When we have the Torah, stay close to the Torah, the Yevanim, the world cannot touch us. And that's why the Rosh Hashanah says, this Medrash, the Yevanim had a Kabbalah, as long as Klal Yisrael had the menorah lit, they wouldn't be able to conquer us. What does the menorah represent? The menorah represents the Torah. A beautiful idea, but making sure to hold on to the Torah. The Yevanim wanted us to Ashkicham Torah, we hold on to the Torah. Mam is strong. Like Rabbi Meir Shapiro used to say, what's my Chanukah? What's Chanukah? The Tanur Rabbanon. Learning Torah. That's what Chanukah is all about. Being spiritually connected through Torah. Moving on to Adi number 2. Adi number 2 comes to us from the Shem Yishmuel on the Leil Ches to Chanukah, Tov Reish Ayin Tes. And the Shem Yishmuel quotes his father, the Avnei Nezer. We say in Al Anisim, Lashkicham Torah, they want us to forget our Torah. Ulhavira Mechuke Ritzonecha. And they wanted to get rid of or to pass over our Chukim Ritzonecha. The Chukim, the laws that didn't have a reason. Says the Avnei Nezer, why were they so obsessed with the Chukim? Why specific? Why not the Mishpatim? Says because we know the Yevanim were all about the philosophy. They were all their Aristotle. Everything had to make sense. If there wasn't a reason, it didn't make sense. That bothered them even more. And that's why it says, La'ashkicham Torasecha, La'avira mechuki ritzonecha. Tafka, the thing that hurt them the most wasn't just the Torah. It was the parts of the Torah that didn't make sense. Because they were the Aristotle. They were the ones, everything has to make sense. Logical, logical, logical. But Stavka, the chukim that got them under. And how do we fight the Yovan? We davka, keep the mitzvahs? Because sometimes they don't have them. You know what? Those chukas the Torah. The koyach of emunah, the koyach of itachon, of understanding at the end of the day, not everything has to make sense. And that's exactly what makes us Jews. Not everything has to make sense. A Yovan says everything has to make sense. But as Jews, nothing has to make sense. We know that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants us to do something, we do it not because of the reason, we do it because the Kaddish Baruch Hu told us to. And that's why the Al Nisan says, La'ashikal Torah Secho, La'avir Mechukim Ritzonecha. The Chukim also mamash bothered them because they needed everything had to make sense to them. A beautiful idea, an amun and bitachon. Moving on to idea number 3. Idea number 3 comes to us from the Ozhev Rebbe in the Sefer Berchas Tov, the Rebbe of Ozhev. We know the Yushami and Chagiga Yudav Amanav tells us the Yevanim used to write on the cribs of the Jewish kids, Kisru lachem al karen ashur she'en lachem chelik be'elkei Yisrael. You should write on their cribs that they don't have a chelik in Elkei Yisrael. He says at the end of the day, was it she'en lachem chelik be'elkei Yisrael? They shouldn't have any chelik be'elkei Yisrael. And he explains such a beautiful idea. He says lachem, we know Chazal tell us lachem refers to the physical options, the physical actions. Lachem, right? Everyone agrees. Everyone agrees on Shavuos lachem. Everyone, you need lachem. You have to have gashmius. They said she'en lachem chelik b'elkei Yisrael means that there's no point of having kiddush and gashmius. There's no thing about having a bracha and making a bracha before something, before eating or drinking. She'en lachem chelik b'elkei Yisrael. There's no kiddusha and lachem. And our job is to say no. Kiddusha is found everywhere. Yosef Atzadik says in Megal Mukos. Yosef Atzadik is Gemachio 156, which is Gemachio Melch Yavan. Because Melch Yavan says that at the end of the day, Antiochus says there's no kiddusha in the physical. And Yosef says no. There's kiddusha everywhere. There's kiddusha in Mitzrayim. There's kiddusha everywhere. And that's why we read these parshios mamish of Yosef Atzadik in the times of Hanukkah. Because there's kiddusha everywhere. And if you don't believe in Megal Mukos, it's a nice Gemachio. You can look at it. Simon Shulchan Aruch Reish Laman Aleph. How to live a Jewish life, a spiritual life. By uplifting everything, all the physical things to make it spiritual. Achila, shtia, shchiva, halicha, yeshiva, everything, yudha, 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 yudha. At the end of the day, well, that's what he means, she'en lachem, elokei lachem. They couldn't understand how there could be kedusha in the physical. But our job and our job as Jews is to find the spirituality, find the ruchnius, and uplifting the gashmis as well. Let's just review these three ideas. The first idea we said from the Yitzchak HaDor Babel, from the Medrash quoted by the Bach and Simon Tov Reish Ayin, the Yevonim had a Kabbalah, and says the Medrash, that all time but Klai Yisrael were like the menorah, they wouldn't be able to touch us. That's why the first thing they do, they would look for all the shmanim, they look for all the oil and touch it. What's so special about the menorah? Because the menorah tells us the Gemara in Baba Basra, Chafayim at Bez, Harosh HaShayach and Yajim, the menorah was Davka the Torah. And as long as Klai Yisrael had the Torah, the Yevonim couldn't touch us. And our job is to combat that. They wanted us, Lashikham Torah Secha, we dafka on Chanukah, learn more Torah. My Chanukah, says Rav Meir Shapiro, what's Chanukah? The Tanur Rabbanan, by learning more Torah. The Shem Yishmol says, from the Avnei Nezer, dafka, what does it mean, Lashikham Torah Secha, Lahavim, Mechukim Ritzonecha? Because they, what's Chukim? Because they had to understand everything, they're philosophers, everything had to make sense for them. But at the end of the day, as a Jew, nothing has to make sense. The Bona Shem wants to do something, we do it out of Munah B'tachon. Finally, the third and final idea comes to us from the Osher V'Rebbe, the Yisham Mechagigo Yudav, Amanav tells us, the Yavanim would write, Kisu Lachem Al Kirin Ashur, tell the Jews they don't have any chelik lachem elkei Yisrael. What does lachem refer to? That there's no kedusha in the lachem things of life. There's no holiness in the physicality of life. And our job is to find the kedusha in the physical things. Our job is to find the kedusha, the ruchnis, and uplift the gashmis. We zoche b'ezras Hashem to hold too strong to our Torah, to our learning Torah, to living lives of Torah, passionate Torah, to understand, to hold close to our munah and bitachon, specifically in the mitzvahs that don't make sense, specifically in the mitzvahs that are chukim, and to uplift all the physical and to make it spiritual b'ezras Hashem.